This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the viral Fuji water girl from the Golden Globes, Kelleth Cuthbert. How are you, Kelleth?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. So I totally saw you on the red carpet.
I remember seeing you.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And I so regret not getting a picture, by the way. Oh my gosh.
We can make that right today.
Right? Thank you. Here's the thing. I've seen you before. Am I crazy? You've been on the red carpet before a couple times, right?
Yes, I've worked a couple red carpets for Fiji before.
See, I told you guys. I'm like, I know that face.
I've seen you at other events too.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. See, and now we're homies. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
But Fiji, Fiji always has a presence there. So does Moët Chandon, I think, the champagne. Yeah. And so they're always there. How did you manage to stand out in this whole thing, become a thing? Because my theory is because there are always kind of people floating around back there.
Yeah.
But when you started giving them the blue steel look, then it sort of took a life of its own, right?
I mean, I don't know, because as I said, I've worked in the same capacity for Fiji a couple times before and nothing ever happened. I think it was a variety of factors. One, there were so many photographers in a small condensed area.
Right.
Like it was a smaller space than the other award shows we had done, the other red carpets.
That's true.
So there was a lot less room to move. We were limited to a certain traveling area within that red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it even smaller. And just photographers at every angle. So wherever you went, you were in the way.
But you were sort of working it for the camera a little, right?
Well, I mean, you might as well if you're going to
right?
be there.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I think that's why it made it. It was like your breakout role. So mad you didn't photobomb me when I was doing it. Dang it. Where are you from originally?
From Toronto, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, Canada always got great imports over here. How long you been in LA?
Been here about 3.5 years.
Okay. You enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, I love it. Especially the weather.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh, with winter right now. So this whole week must have been surreal. When did you first realize that it went viral? Because we had horrible reception there.
Yes.
So I'm sure it wasn't, because it was sort of happening as we went. But at the time, I'm sure your phone probably wasn't working, because I know mine wasn't.
I didn't even have it on me because I was busy working my shift.
Right.
My arms buff holding the tray of Fiji water.
Biceps are bulging.
Yeah. been working out hard. Yeah, so I felt totally cut off from what was happening. But at the very end of the red carpet portion, as the last kind of stragglers were going into the award ceremony, people were walking by me and making little comments like, oh, check out Twitter. You're trending on Twitter.
Oh, really?
So I did, and flashing their phones real quick in my face. So I didn't really have a concept of like what I was like. I couldn't really read what their phones were saying. I didn't really know what was happening. And I was just like, man, I can't wait for my break so I can check my phone and like know what's going on. And then when that break came, as you said, there was like the sketchiest Wi-Fi service ever. It would drop in and out and you couldn't load anything. And I was like, I think something's happening on the internet, but I don't know what it is. I can't see.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
So funny. And you gave good face.
You were smizing
away. Who was your favorite celeb to see on the red carpet?
Oh, so many people were amazing to see. I loved seeing Jim Carrey. I loved seeing Kristen Bell. Julianne Moore. So many people.
There's so many people there.
Yeah.
How has your social media changed in this past week?
It has exploded. It's crazy. It went from, I think, 53,000 followers before all this began to, last I checked, over 210,000.
Good for
insane.
You.
Insane. Thank you.
That is insane. So I gotta imagine Fiji's absolutely thrilled. This is a priceless promotion. And are you officially an ambassador?
I am. Yes. I'm so excited to work with them.
How did that? I mean, that is just fantastic.
It's been a happy surprise for all of
us. Yes. Yes. And are you going to continue? Because it's just the beginning of award season. Are you going to continue to work those red carpets? Am I going to be seeing you?
Definitely. I will be there.
Oh, look at that. You better hook a brother up then.
Oh, I will.
Make sure we're all staying hydrated out
there. Fiji for life.
Fiji for life. That is great. What do you want to do next? Because you're a model, clearly.
Yeah.
Because you've got that look down when you were looking at the camera. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So she's been there before. This isn't like novice smizing going on right here.
No, I've been modeling for 12 years now. But I definitely want to continue modeling. Definitely want to move more into acting as well. I'm open to any kind of opportunity.
Good for you. Did you move out here alone? Are you single, married?
I moved with my husband, who's American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're a citizen.
I have my green card. I can apply for citizenship.
You can apply
now.
For
I just hit that point where I can.
You just
I'm gonna get on it.
What's he make of all this?
He thinks it's hilarious. He just sees it as like a great opportunity, something to have fun with, enjoy, take it as far as I can.
Yeah, see,
shouldn't we just give her citizenship at this point?
Like, I mean, just have it.
You've accomplished something most people won't, so.
Yeah, at least to the islands of Fiji.
Yeah, right.
Right? At least. All right, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay,
yes. Kelly?
Go-to karaoke song.
Ooh, I'm panicking. Go-to karaoke. I have not done karaoke in so long.
No go-to jams?
I cannot sing.
It's the whole point of karaoke.
I know, so I'm great. I'm a great person to karaoke with.
Right, you can meditate on that one.
All right, I'm thinking.
These aren't that serious. All-time favorite movie star.
All-time favorite movie star. I love Jack Nicholson.
Okay. All-time favorite movie.
Citizen Kane.
Well, that's serious on me. Celebrity crush growing up.
I think my first celebrity crush was maybe Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. Fifth grade.
Titanic days,
yeah.
Fifth grade. How much water do you drink a day?
I actually do drink a lot of water.
Is it Fiji?
I drink a lot of Fiji water.
Good. She'd be like, nah. Avion. There we go. Who was best dressed at the Golden Globes?
Ooh, so many people. Kiki Lynn looked really beautiful.
Okay. Photobomb bucket list celeb.
Oh, man. Well, you now. We got
we're going to make that happen. I love you, Kelleth. That's awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Thank
you. The rest
you.
Of awards season.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And you can follow Kelleth on Instagram at Kelleth Cuthbert. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Go.
On with Mario Lopez.